I used to read Wizard magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hi everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 321, the post-free comic book day edition. I survived another one. This was number 11. So, all is well. So, thanks for listening. No.
podcast.
So, yeah, I honestly, in the last week, have not been paying attention to any news. I don't know if anything has happened. I don't think it has.
There's a rumor that Batgirl is Batwoman is canceled.
Oh, okay. I had not heard that.
The book?
Yeah. Well, I guess the solicit on Amazon for the next trade.
Okay.
The series conclusion.
Oh, okay.
I can see that because I think they've been telling a single story from issue one. So I have a feeling once that story is done, that the book's probably done as well.
Yeah.
Well, hang on before we go any further.
Oh, okay.
Let's let everybody know who's here. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Spencer.
Josh.
Dave.
Pat.
Poor Josh cannot come to grips with the fact that Spencer and Dave are two people.
And grips is the right word.
We've got two Kirks.
Relax.
Yeah. We've been watching Star Trek, and in like two consecutive episodes had the people duplicating Kirk. So,
do yourself a favor. Go into Google image search and type in Kirk dildo.
See, that might bring up other things.
Yeah. No. I tried it out, and it gets exactly what you want.
Oh, okay. Well, that could bring up many things, Josh. We just watched that.
I double dog dare you to make it the podcast
no,
cover image.
No, I don't podcast cover image. You're funny.
You have one. It's your logo. You can make something else.
Okay, but no.
Maybe I'll do it. Yeah. And that's how Josh lost admin access to the website.
Guess I'll be doing these other things now too. Damn it. So back to news. Sorry, Batwoman possibly being canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of neat this week. I think it was the first week that all the DC variants were without the logo. That was a really nice move on their part. I think that was a really smart move. They've sold very well. I've been upping my variant numbers, and it's really hard. It's like, okay, I get in 40, I have 32 holds, and I sell 38, so that means I need 6 for the shelf. Well, of those 6, you know, there's not a lot of, you can't just, like, I had a guy come in very, very angry that we were out of the Flash one this week. That's a big seller. And I'm like, man, I sell 20 copies of Flash. You know, how many variants am I going to order?
Well, but that sounds like his problem.
Oh, it is. But I'm like, even in this case, even if I had ordered all of that one cover, I wouldn't have had him by the time he came in. So it's just like, there's no way to win unless you tell me you want it as soon as you know you want it. But,
he did.
I'm starting getting it. Sold it on eBay.
So, well, he didn't yell at me. Well, he yelled at Tim, and then he called up and asked me if I could get more in, and I said no. He's like, well, I guess I just have to buy my comics online. I'm like,
okay.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have the book that I didn't know you wanted. You know, I
guess that means he won't buy his 40 copies of whatever. Yeah.
My psychic powers have diminished. But no, I really like that they're doing that with the used covers. I think they all look really good. And we sold out of a bunch of them. Tim
adjusted.
But I think we only had 10 this week, but I can see we're down to at most 6.
The Supergirl one was pretty cool.
Which one?
Those have been. Those were the art germs. Yeah, those
were awesome.
Yeah, but like I knew those were popular, so I upped my order, but everybody's like, oh, it's a Matina variant. You should have known. Do you want any of the 10 copies of his Spawn cover that I got in that nobody wanted? You know, so it's not just a flat, this artist sells. So it's... And Flash has been steady for a long time, so all of a sudden everybody wanted this cover. There's no reason to know that. Especially because we normally don't get to see the covers when we're ordering them. So that's the fun part. Yay. But it's also, I don't know, a cover I like might not be a cover you like. That's, you know, isn't the main factor in the books for me ordering is just covers.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. So, any other news?
No, I was looking real quick, but I don't see anything. Aside from Man of Steel orders a lot lower than expected.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly have no idea.
I mean, his two swings at Superman so far have not been, you know, that engaging.
No. The Action Comics was definitely the weakest part of that whole book. And his part of DC Nation Zero, I didn't think.
No.
It wasn't bad.
But it wasn't bad, but of the three stories. Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope he does well. I hope it's a good book. You know, I'm hoping for him to succeed, but it's a gamble.
Yeah. There's a little brouhaha going on here right now.
What brouhaha?
And I'm not getting into it because I don't know enough about it to talk about it, but maybe next week I'll talk about it. I was just, as we were sitting waiting for the last customers to leave, I was looking at some stuff. So.
DC-related?
No, not any specific publisher. I will tell you after the podcast. And by the time the podcast is up, I'm sure if it is anything, it'll be known. So that's all I got. Free Comic Book Day was awesome. Another awesome day. Interesting, it was a little bit down from last year, and I don't remember last year specifically. They all kind of merge.
I would say, do you normally remember that day?
No, but I do remember the one several years ago where I had a line at the counter for 8 straight hours that did not stop.
Yeah.
And
that was before you had the second register.
That's what prompted buying the cash register.
Yeah.
So I distinctly remember that one where all I saw all day were barcodes and credit cards and signatures. And it's like, I don't even remember if I looked up. You know, so I'm... The second register was a home run in that regard. There was never a line. I think that we had a longer line today around 6 o'clock than we did all day, Free Comic Day. We were moving people in and out really quick.
Yeah, I think good. The longest I saw the line was backing up probably to that second bookcase.
Yeah, and but then because what was happening was there were two lines.
It was
one would go to me, then the next person would go here. Yeah. So, which is fine, just... That led to a little bit longer line due to that, which is okay. But so I think that really it made my life a lot easier because I used to have to come back in on Monday, and at the cash register somebody would bring up and the other person would be writing down who was buying it and what all they purchased, and then I'd come back in on Monday and stand at the register and manually enter in each of those transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, not a real good use of my time. So just paying for the second computer was
because
it literally, it was no, it wasn't.
Were they doing cash at the second register too?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a cash drawer and everything.
I said, you have a second cash drawer?
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yep. Cash drawer, receipt printer, everything.
I didn't know you had seconds of all those.
Yep. So, it was just, it was just great. It saved me that, and it wasn't any extra programming-wise, so it was literally just buying a second, and it wasn't an expensive computer, though we've actually switched and made the main computer and put the other one in the back, because it works a lot better. I don't know why. Nobody can explain why, but it does. It's faster, so. But being I bought the other one, August? September? Yeah. It shouldn't. I don't think technology has made leaps and bounds.
Well, it depends
on
what the specs were, the first one, the second one.
But, so I think in that, it was just a total home run. Everything was good. Everybody left happy. I wasn't nearly as tired as I've been in past years. I always take the guys out. We go out to Max and Irma's for dinner after. And most years, getting up from the table has been a problem. Because I've been standing all day and then all of a sudden sitting and...
Yeah.
Although the one year I remember was they set us at one of those high tables, so my legs were dangling and they both fell asleep. That was not good. But this year everything was good. I wasn't nearly as tired. Yeehaw. But yeah, good day. I ordered less books and I think that I need to up my order a little bit. I ran out of a lot of stuff quicker than I wanted to. It's a game though. You got to figure out,
you
were some...
stuck with a lot of stuff. Last year, I feel like you had the table sitting there with books on it for a while.
Yeah. But look, I completely ran out of 300 copies of Avengers and Spider-Man, but I didn't run out of 500 copies of DC Nation. So my sweet spot for those two is somewhere in the middle. My problem with some of the smaller publishers is I look at their book and I'm like, this isn't going to generate any sales. And some of them are the kids' books, which I do go a little heavier on because of that, but, like, Miraculous is great. I sell one copy. And giving away 100 copies isn't going to turn that into, you know, 5 copies, maybe 2 at
it's
most.
A weird thing. That's like, I think it's a French cartoon.
Yeah, but giving away the book, I'm happy to give away. So the kids' books I generally order higher. Like, I actually ordered in more of the Star Wars Adventures one because I want to have that on hand.
Yeah.
Everybody asks for the Doctor Who book every year.
Yep.
But I know you don't sell a ton of Doctor Who.
If I'm lucky, if I sell a single copy of that book off the shelf, I have no holds for it. The trades don't sell. I get they want it.
Yeah.
And last year it was part one of a 5-part series, and I didn't sell any parts of 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I get they want it, and that's nice and all, but I can't afford to keep bringing them in. You know, I get enough in, but not...
No, but that's the one book that I notice every year
you
get requests. Oh, do you have the Doctor Who book? That's one of the first ones.
But like 2000 AD, it's great. They have these neat books and all that. The only way to get the thing is in a $28 pack. No, I have one guy who gets it, and it's pre-orders because I can't afford to just put it on the shelf.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's great you're doing a free comic day book, but...
Yeah, it's not going to generate a whole lot of
sales. No,
so it could potentially,
but
I think the problem with that in particular is...
But I give away 50, and if nobody asks for it...
But you're only going to pre-order it.
Right.
And, you know, you get civilians in here, and they don't know how it works.
It's breaking news. Oh. Yay! No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Very exciting.
No, it's not. No, it's the total for the day.
Colin's super excited. I just can't hide it.
I was hoping to break that barrier. So that's good.
You want the this?
You can have that, Tim.
You got it. What?
You don't want to know.
Oh, you guys.
I said the hymen of sales.
Mm-hmm. No. I was hoping to. Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
We were about $500 below a normal Wednesday. And I'm okay with that because it was also, we were down a lot of people didn't come in. It wasn't a huge week of books. It was a decent week of books.
No, it wasn't a lot.
But it wasn't, you know, they had Deadpool and Venom. I don't think Venom blew the doors off like people were saying. Hopefully Justice League did well. I was starting to read that one when I got
saying
low battery. Hang on a sec.
That's a podcast.
It might be. Could have sworn I just put those new batteries in. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. My cord, the power cord for the recorder that I've had now since, 2011, finally got kinked in. It works intermittently. And there's a battery in this, and everything is good there, except it starts saying low battery. So we didn't want to just drop out and have you guys miss all of our awesome... stuff, so I put in new batteries, and we'll see how this goes. I don't know if the batteries are going to last. I have no clue. We'll see.
Fun game.
I'm going to keep an eye on it, see if it starts flashing low battery again. But, I forgot what I was saying. Free comic book day. Oh, and I cut back on my orders. But I supplemented it. I'm going to use my position on the board of Comics Pro to kind of advocate for... better deals for us from Image and, Marvel, and DC hasn't done the new ones in a while, the dollar books, but I'd love to be able to buy in bulk cheaper, because, I mean, DC just did it with this DC Nation, where it was only 25 cents, but we got our standard discount on top of that, so they were really, really cheap. So it's like these dollar books, these dollar reprint books, I shouldn't be getting my discount on the dollar. I'd like to, you know, if I buy, 100 copies of it, give me a deal that's closer to the Free Comic Book Day price, because I'd rather give away Redneck number one, because that's going to lead to more sales of Redneck trades than giving away the 2000 AD and these other things. So I try to supplement, but I need a little help
from the publishers. I talked to a few people about Redneck on Saturday, too.
A lot, Redneck and Maid, all the new ones that had just come out. One neat thing I forgot to tell anybody, and I don't know anybody noticed. But when Jim Rugg was here Wednesday, he signed all the Free Comic Book Day books and all the dollar books. So everybody that picked up one of those, they were signed.
My wife grabbed them, and she was looking at them. I was like, oh, yeah, they're signed. She says, what? That's not real. I'm like, no, yeah, he signed it when he was here.
Yeah, so a nice little treat. He was real nice. That was a real good time. We had a good time here. I think he did.
I missed it.
And then I made a little Jim Rugg section because I didn't know where to put the books, and they're all big oversized. So since that counter was cleared off, I'm like, well, here, I just put them on stands. So I made a little picture of the Jim Rudd section, so hopefully you got a kick out of that. So that's all
How were your actual sales on Saturday?
Good. Oh, real good. Real good. Like I said, down a little bit from last year. I didn't go back. But one of my problems with having the two registers previously was my free comic book day sales are basically Saturday and Monday. So it's just a little trickier to try to compare daily sales because then I also then have to deduct what we did on Monday, and it's kind of guesswork. Mm-hmm. But it was good. No, it was best day of the year by far. And people are like, oh, like Black Friday. No, like three Black Fridays. So this one was probably 2.5 Black Fridays, but still, I will take it. I will forever equate Black Friday with a car coming through the wall.
Truly, Black Friday.
So I don't know. Oh,
no,
I didn't.
That was Black Saturday.
Yeah, it was. That was the Saturday before, but right around then. Speaking of car coming through the wall, Tuesday was a great mail day. Actually, it was Monday was a great mail day, but I wasn't here Monday. But when I got in yesterday morning, on the counter was a little box and a little bit of mail. And in the mail was my check from State Farm to fix the wall. So that was very exciting. So now we're officially moving forward. Contacted the builder and told him, you know, put me on the schedule.
Is his name Bob?
His name is not Bob. His name is Rich.
Manny Manny.
Yeah. Nice. So,
it's a real show.
So yeah. we're on the schedule. I put the check in the bank today.
I think it's Builder Valderrama, whatever his name is.
I know Handy Manny.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Not Handsy Manny. but so we're on the schedule.
I watched that show too.
to get it done.
Just and relax.
I'm really excited because a lot of people have had input into it. Come up with some really neat plans for the store. So before it was more just a case of, oh, it's just gonna be a pain while they're fixing this and, you know, just to get me back to where I was, but now we're gonna make some changes. And I'm really excited about it.
We can rebuild it. We can make it
we
better.
We can. And not only making it better and stronger, not faster, because the store doesn't move, as I had to explain to State
Actually,
Farm.
The wall kind of did.
The wall did, but I did not move into her way.
You open the door.
I'm excited just because now I get to have a grand reopening. Because I'm figuring, you know, they'll finish end of the, you know, I don't know when they'll finish, but I'll do my moving of the stuff in the store probably like on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then reopen on that Wednesday. We'll just be closed for Tuesday. I can afford to lose a Monday, Tuesday sales. And then try to do like on Wednesday will be the, you know, like the
grand reopening.
Well, no, we'll have like a grand reopening party like that Saturday, but
yeah, see, Wednesday you're already busy. Don't.
Right, no, we'll do the party, but I want to be, I'm not going to be closed for a Wednesday.
It'll be your soft opening.
It'll be the soft opening, but it'll also be more of the remodeling show reveal when people come in and all of a sudden everything's moved around in the store because you really, you know, you won't be able to see it from outside. So that'll be, you know, or the bar rescue when they walk in and see everything changed in the bar. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll have a, you know, big party and sale and stuff on Saturday because it's always fun to have a party. I think it's a legitimate reason to do it. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm tempted to like just drape tarps all along the front of the store so people don't see what's going on.
Keep the rain out when the wall's missing.
No, we'll do it after, but just so they don't see it, just to make it fun. For the big reveal.
Move that wall.
At 10 o'clock on Wednesday, we're revealing the changes, you know, and do a little, maybe even, you know, film it just on the phone, you know, just to make it something.
No, you want to have
Ty Pennington come down?
Oh, well, I would say have your guy from the TV show come down and film
Dave,
it.
Dave, yeah. I'll talk to Dave about that. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Reveal the changes, have him come into the store, show off all the changes. We did this, we did this, we changed them, ba-da-ba-da.
Dave, you're
brilliant. You are brilliant.
And
down
here. And that could just be your video whenever you submit for like the store. Yep. That could just be your video. Yep.
So it was kind of funny.
The Have them bless the store. That's perfect.
I'll get back to
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because all the letters for the stores that were nominated for the Eisner this year have gone out and didn't get one. Not worry. This 2017 was not my year. But it was kind of funny thinking about, but this year I'm going to kick ass, you know, with all the changes and stuff. So, no, I absolutely use that. The other thing that was on the, that came in the mail on Monday was the award for the midnight release for having the, I really like the wording on it, too. Makes me even a little.
Misty-eyed?
No, no, but the award is...
Hard.
It's excited? Diamond Comic Distributors Retail Best Practices Award 2018 Retail Excellent in Midnight Best Midnight Release Event. So, I got that going for me. So,
now you gonna hang that up here, or are you gonna hang it up like at
the house?
This
is going home. Well, yeah. What are you talking about? This is going on the nightstand. No, but I do enjoy
not
that
just hard.
He wants to stare at that while
it's yeah. But it's kind of funny that, as you can see, the little hanger in the back is not straight. Just kind of funny, so now it's going to hang crooked.
You can also kind of see it.
Well, yeah, but if it's up, you're not going to notice as much. But I won't be able to hang it using the hanger because...
Oh, my goodness, you're so anal about this. Mm-hmm. It's a
slight... I just thought it was funny. It's not
slight.
It's not slight.
It looks like it's angled, so
it's
being...
It's angled by a quarter inch.
Mouth.
It's a quarter inch.
Oh, my goodness.
But, so that
came.
It's
also an oval, so it's not like they had a straight line to...
I think it's fine.
I hear you, but...
Hey, it's better than a plywood wall.
Your floor's crooked, so if someone's standing on your floor, it'll look straight.
That's true.
My floor's crooked?
Your floor's a little crooked, yeah.
Here.
It slants a little bit.
It's four. I know one spot it's not good.
There's more one spot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but... One spot in particular. Oh, in the other room, we're fixing that. That's part of the builder. We're going to fix that over there.
How long is this construction project going to take?
Well, no, that's putting, they're going to put some steel beams.
Or a jack.
They're going to put jacks in downstairs. Because what he said is just, it's just wooden posts, and they're compressing from the weight.
Yeah.
So, but as I was looking down there with him, I'm like, okay, my fear is that the floor was going to collapse. It's not collapsing. That's not never going to happen. There's enough supports down there, but they're just shrinking. So, but my fear is that it was just, you know, a beam and all the weight, and it was sinking down. That was my fear, but it's not because there's like each one has three posts on them. So, it's good. But we're going to get some jacks down there and jack it up. He said that shouldn't be bad, too bad. So hopefully, it's not too bad. So, that's my Free Comic Book Day recap. Oh, I believe it's James asked the question if there were any standouts from Free Comic Book Day, the books that stood out to them. Personally, for me, I wasn't really reading. I was just kind of flipping through, making sure there was, you know, if there was blood and gore, it immediately went into the red pile. If it was anything beyond, you know, kiddie stuff, it went into the yellow pile. So, I wasn't looking real closely at content. I did read Spider-Man, which was fine. Avengers was a little odd.
DC Nation, but that wasn't really
DC
that should have been a free comic.
Well,
book.
I don't know why it originally
was going to be.
I don't know why they did it the way they did it. I don't have a problem with it coming out on Wednesday. It's fine. It cost me less than any other Free Comic Book Day book that came out.
Right. But
my
in order
only
to get
guess
the
is
widest audience that would have been the day. Today.
Well, that and most stores gave it away on Free Comic Book Day, so that wasn't a problem. The idea was it for it to be Free Comic Day book. My only thing is, I wonder, when did they announce Bendis? When was the Bendis announcement made for him coming to Superman?
I feel like that was a while back.
But how far back? Because they had to have the Free Comic Book Day stuff into December.
Like November.
Yeah. Was it? Okay, because that was the only thing I was thinking, is that they had to have that info in.
Yeah, because that's because
it was in the January preview, so it had to be...
I heard something about the...
I remember him saying he was working for Marvel
wanted that to be
the end of December.
They wanted it to be one of the books, but they only got one slot for a book for Free Comic Day.
That's not true. They always get two. Marvel has two. They have two.
They only had one book out, though.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know what happened. But, no, I thought that was a good... I thought that book was exactly what it needed to be. It was just a little prelude to the wedding. It was the explaining Justice League. So if you hadn't read Metal, you'd have an idea of what's going on there.
Did he take the garbage box?
He did.
Yes.
Well, you can just leave it on the table.
or leave it under the chair, whatever you want.
It's a garbage
that's
box.
That's not a garbage box, but that's okay.
See, if I did that, I'd heard about it. I would never have heard the end of it. A month from now, I'd be like, don't leave this box here, Josh, and I'll throw some in it.
Yeah, you got me. You got me down. I didn't care for the Bendis Superman story in that. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't. Yeah.
I can't wait to read this.
Batman story was awesome. It was creepy, and you felt bad for the, like it was just it,
that
it was,
opening page. With yeah, looking it was through awesome. The, mail.
The Justice that was League so story cool. just set up like this huge, epic, crazy, wackadoo, like you know, Justice League story, and then the Superman story is like, okay,
where's Lois? I don't know. You want her office? No. Okay. Oh, I'm going to be running this paper by the end of the week. Okay, I've read that before. You know,
she had a mustache; she could twirl it.
Yeah, it's like retailers are a little concerned about the Man of Steel just because they're like, this has to be a home run. I hope you understand this has to be a home run because his first two swings have been misses, or you know fouls. They have he needs you know.
I think the other problem was the last run so good.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
I feel bad for Hitch having to follow Geoff Johns on Justice League because there's no way he could have followed that up, especially at the end of Forever Evil. Or, not the end of Forever Evil, but at the end of...
Dark Side War.
Yeah.
And the way Superman ended just so perfectly... I don't think
and with emotion. Yeah. So, and, you know, I haven't seen that out of the new stuff. But we'll see. You know, I'm certainly hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, these have just been teasers, so we'll see what the full thing is. But, you know, it just, we've said it several times, it just worries me that they gave him the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't kill it, it's going to kill the momentum that Superman has had.
Yeah. I don't remember the other books. Barrier was fine. That was Brian K. Vaughan. Interesting story. I get they did it as a web comic, but trying to read a comic sideways, I'm not a fan.
Is that how the whole series is going to be?
Yeah. I'm just not
a fan. For a computer screen.
Yeah.
And then I wondered if they do a trade.
And the first, well, they said they're never going to collect it. And the first two issues came out today. One was reprinting the Free Comic Day one. And they're about 3/4 inch longer than a regular comic book. And it's like, why? Well, that's because the screen. I'm like, no.
Right, but we have to store these.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, we also got the Fraggle Rock book in today, and that's 8-inch square, which again wouldn't fit in any boxes. My problem, bigger problem with Barrier is, it's like, well, I get it. You want to do it your way, but please understand the shipping boxes are designed for normal comics, so those shipped poorly because of that, so there were damages, and same problem I have with the Image little insert in the previews. The Marvel and DC are comic size, they fit in a normal comic shipper, because the oversized ones, they can't fit side by side, so they take up the entire box. So it's great that I'm getting those free Image things, but I'm paying about $20 just to ship them. You know, it's like, you guys suck. All offense. So, but yeah, that was fine. I honestly didn't read the Power Rangers. I didn't, you know, most of the ones that I figured they were going to be what they were. You know, I don't think I really had to worry about, you know, F-bombs and Power Rangers.
Who has the Power Rangers license?
Boom.
I wonder if that's going to change.
Why?
Hasbro bought
the Power Rangers from Saban and all the Hasbro
IDW.
And my assumption is they want to include them as part of it. I mean, it kind of makes sense. It
depends on if Boom has a contract right now.
Yeah. Or Co-Pub, you know. Boom could do that book, and then they
IDW
could include the
IDW certainly
Power
works
Rangers.
Well with other companies.
We'll see.
That'd be something, though, to have the Power Rangers in their Zords, like, fighting with or alongside the Transformers. That could be interesting.
Yeah, G.I. Joe mask. There's some synergy there to make that work.
Oakley doakley. That's about it. I didn't read any of the other. I don't have any memories.
I didn't read any of mine yet, so I couldn't say what my standout one was.
The only one I read was the Spider-Man one. And
okay.
And like you said, that was okay.
It was fine. It's
especially
basically,
with them not finishing the current storyline.
Right.
It's kind of
right.
Like,
I picked that one up.
It's setting
I saw
up.
It there, but I think I may have just walked past it.
Okay. It's,
well, it's Marvel.
It's,
you hate it, right?
I picked up Avengers.
It's yeah. setting up the new storyline. It's a lot more, you know, humor. He's getting a new roommate and, you know, hijinks galore.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting.
Is it Iceman?
No. No, it's not.
Should have been Iceman and Firestar.
No, it's Robbie's son and
yes,
then
yes,
yes. Boomerang.
Robbie
Robertson.
Okay, Robbie Robertson. Okay.
Yeah, and then Boomerang came in and you saw his face was half Boomerang, half normal, going, hey guys, I'm... so. But he's bringing him in because he was
sticking
in
a big boomerang
in
his
the,
pocket.
He
like
was
they just stick it like nobody's gonna notice that.
He was in Superior Foes that Spencer
yeah.
also wrote. So.
Not me, the writer.
It was an interesting book.
I read the first issue. I didn't like it, and I didn't go back.
I wasn't sure.
It was like the
could
second
it be Spencer,
or third
Spencer,
one.
Nick Spencer.
I gave up on it,
okay.
But it was like it was an interesting concept.
Okay, so yeah, sorry we, yeah, I mean, and my downfall for talking about books this week is that I had to read all 50, or not all 50, I didn't, you know, I did not read Disney Princesses.
So do a review of each one of those books.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, I don't, that's, I didn't read them for content, I just flipped through them, but I did get through them all, so I was very proud of myself for that, because most years I just kind of give up, but I did get through each one that was not, obviously, I did not read the Pokemon one, you know, but I did go through every other one.
I don't know.
What if Pikachu drops an F-bomb in that thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to blame Pikachu for that one. That's going to be
several
on them.
Pokemon episodes were banned
okay.
in the U.S. because like, they pointed guns at kids.
Okay. Well, that would
nature.
Be then on them.
Yeah, it's kind of like Groot. You never know what he's actually saying.
True.
Yeah.
Says I'm Groot.
Yeah. So, you see the big spoiler? Everybody saw Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The big, not spoiler, but they revealed what his final, Groot's final word
yeah.
was.
What was it?
Dad looking at Rocket going, Dad. So that was aw. And it's a shame we're never going to see those characters again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly not.
Yeah.
Did you see Wendy's trolled McDonald's? It had a Big Mac floating away. It said, I don't feel so good.
No. That's awesome. That's awesome. There was one I saw today. Oh, it was Donnie Cates retweeted it. It was Whataburger, which is a burger franchise down in Texas. And it was a glove, and on it it had ketchup, relish, onion, you know, all these yeah. things. It's like, you know, I can make you anything you want. And he's like, I took over this book, and I had to explain to all my friends and family who Thanos is, and now the burger joint knows who he is. You know, it's like, you know, how times have changed. I just thought that was funny.
I remember when the first Avengers came out, I was the only one in the theater who knew the hell Thanos was.
I remember when Iron Man came out, nobody knew who Iron Man was.
Well,
so...
And I read someone on Twitter or something said, when the first the Infinity Gauntlet book came out, I wanted my friend to read it, but it's a guy with a glove, and there's stones on it. And he said, no way, who cares about that? Now everybody cares.
Yeah.
Flash forward 30 years.
Yeah. $1.5 billion.
Yeah. So that's not all I got from my recap. Who wants to talk about some books?
I'll talk about some books.
Okay, you talk about books, because I got a pee.
Okay. Snagglepuss.
Give me your bottle, Josh.
I read that.
You got a pee in the bottle? Right.
No.
So,
thank you.
That was sad.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Are you reading it?
I am, but I didn't read that issue. You can talk about it.
Okay. So, Huck... After he gets out of jail, he's
yeah.
obviously depressed. So Snagglepuss goes over and says, you're going to come live with me and my wife. And I guess his boyfriend lives there, too.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to live with us. You don't have a choice, whatever.
His boyfriend lives with him now, too?
Yes.
I didn't think so, because his boyfriend and his wife didn't meet until last issue.
Yeah, but I think they're all living together.
Oh, weird.
They were discussing it all together, but
yeah.
I don't know if they said explicitly that he lives there, but I would...
Because they finally had, like, dinner together.
Yeah,
but I would infer that
it was kind of, like, inferred that he does,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, he goes to meet with the Senate lady and sends his wife to go get Hawk, and Hawk hung himself.
Oh, I wish I didn't know that part. I didn't think it was going to be that big.
Yeah. That's how you're like.
Well, you could have said, like, no, it's pretty big, and I would have just walked away.
It happens. And it's.
Well, that's going on. They want Snagglepuss to speak against Huck at the hearing.
Right.
Because he's a subversive and he can't have any of those.
Yeah, and it very much gets turned around to where Huck or Snagglepuss is like, no, we don't. We need more subversives because that's what makes this country great.
Oh, he gives this great monologue about art and subversives, and it's just—it was fantastic writing. Yeah, I thought
it was. The last two issues has been like just damn.
I know.
Like it went there.
He's known for doing that. Yeah, I had a nice little interaction with Mark Russell. It was real brief. He said, last night I dreamt that the doctor called me into his office to tell me that I had Snoopy disease. And I responded back, I smell a four-issue mini at Boom. he liked it.
Snoopy disease?
Yeah, just he had a dream that he had Snoopy disease. That's why I just said, you know, that's, I'm sure he could do something with that. Yeah, but Boom has the Peanuts license. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was really good. And I don't, you know, they keep interplaying this whole thing where, well, Russia's got the bomb, and I don't know how that's going to play into the, I'm sure he's going to tie it up somehow, but I really don't see how.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in the next issue at all.
Yeah, and that's kind of it. It almost felt like this could have been a good closing.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised, but. You know, just at how he ended it, but we'll see.
It's so good. I can't believe he's, like, done this with these characters and make it so good.
Yeah.
It's.
But that's a great piece that's of kind writing. Of what he does.
I know. I shouldn't be surprised after Perez and Flintstones and everything, but, man, it's so good.
Yeah. Walking Dead. I thought you were reading that, Spencer. You only read in trade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they the group decides that they're going to go back to the hilltop and that. And Michonne decides she's going to stay at the new place because – or at the Commonwealth because her daughter lives there. She gives Eugene her sword and says, just give this to Rick. He'll know that they, you know, kind of have my approval. At the same time, there was a discussion going on about kind of the hierarchy in the Commonwealth. And the way it works is the job you have is based on the job you had before. And so essentially they've created a class system, and like once a year you can take a test to move up. But generally, you know, if you were, you know, a lawyer, you may not be a lawyer, but you're going to make more money than someone who, you know, was, say, you know, a baker or a trash man or whatever. And that, of course, pisses off a lot of people because they're like, this, you know... I thought we were beyond all that.
Yeah.
When they're all almost in sight of the hilltop, Eugene and a couple other ones kind of trail off with the group and run ahead to warn Rick that these people are coming and they're kind of assholes. So it's interesting. I don't necessarily think this is going to be another all-out war situation. I hope not. But there's clearly going to be some conflict between the two.
You never meet anybody nice.
No.
In the zombie apocalypse.
No, because the nice people got eaten on, like, the first week. Probably. Oh, let me help you. Oh, my arm.
Yeah.
You know, where the people who were assholes, they survived. The Action Comics special.
That was awesome.
It was.
I didn't read it.
Oh. That was, I didn't know what to expect going in. That was really, really good.
Yeah, the first story with the two Lexes.
Really good.
That,
don't give it away, that kind of, yeah. I know.
I already did.
I know you did, I can't. But it was very, very good. Very good.
I'm going to turn on my books next week.
The thing that bothered me with it is there was a part where Lois was being threatened, and she was getting on a plane, and she's being threatened. Well, after reading DC Nation Zero, where she's just missing, I'm like, oh, this is going to tie in. And then it didn't.
No.
But that was really good. The thing I really liked about it, there's three stories in the book. The second story was a Mark Russell book that was really, really, really good. But I couldn't figure out the art. And I'm reading it, and the art was good, but
it didn't say who the artist was?
Oh, yeah, it did, when I got to the end. But as I'm reading, I'm like, gosh, I don't recognize the artist. Read, get to the end. And it dawned on me who it was, when I read it. But I had known that going in. It was Jill Thompson, but just doing pencils. It was in watercolor. It was just her pencils, like when she did on Sandman.
Yeah.
So that was neat. And then the last story was, I think, the Max. I can't get the Maxes right. But
Landis? No, that's...
It was Landis or Bemis, one of those two. Probably Bemis. Whoever it was. Probably no. It was probably whoever did Superman American Alien would be my guess.
That's Landis.
It was just a nice little like Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be in the holiday special that didn't make it for some reason. Sorry to jump on your book.
No, you're good.
But I thought it was really good. The Mark Russell part was Mark Russell. So
yeah, it was very timely.
Yeah, very timely. yes, it was good. But I was very pleasantly surprised because I thought it was just a throwaway book, and it wasn't. There was some good stuff in there. It was really good. Superman is next week, and it's them revisiting Dinosaur Island, him and John.
Oh, okay.
So, by Tomasi and Gleason. So,
yeah.
With, I think, another Mark Russell backup. So.
And the last one I read was Batman.
I read that.
Yep.
That was whack. That entire issue was nuts.
Yes.
Was it better than the previous issue?
Nope. I'm not a fan of this.
No, but it was.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
I'm not a fan of this world. I'm not a fan.
No,
of what
no,
you're
I'd
doing
be not
here.
Supposed to be.
Well, no, but I mean, just it's like I get that you're not supposed to be a fan of this world, but like I'm not a fan of where this arc is. Yeah. Like I'm bored with it.
I hear you. Yeah.
And especially reading the Joker stuff, I want to get to the wedding real quick.
We're getting there. I think the last part of this is next week.
But yeah, you had really, really super crazy Catwoman.
Kinda. You didn't realize just how crazy until
the end.
You started getting an inkling as you're going along, and all she says is meow. And it's just, you're thinking at the beginning, she's just going, meow, meow. No, and then by the end, you realize she's gone. That's all she says.
She's like in the old, like, Tim Burton.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's made what that I thought her. It was. At
yeah,
first.
Yeah,
yeah, was
where, yeah, Booster had made her, so made her the outfit. Yeah.
You know, in the end, Bruce's parents still become Bruce's parents.
But there's already a Batman. So.
Yeah. Which.
Yeah, just it. Yeah, it's just very.
I enjoyed the issue.
But I just remember getting to the end, just going, "What the?"
Yeah. Although Batman's missing some fingers now.
Yeah. Tips.
Yeah.
Just the tips.
Just the tips. Yes. Forced it out, Josh. Good job. Well, mid yawn.
He's just sitting back and
do
relaxing.
Just let the magic happen, Spencer.
Sorry. It's all about the tip. So, that's what I read.
Dave.
Avengers.
I read that,
number
too.
Number one.
Adam wanted me to talk about it. I'm glad you read it, too, because my memory of it is not solid.
The big three are back together.
Yes.
Who are the big three?
Captain America.
Okay.
Thor and Iron Man. Or as Tony refers to them,
the old guys or whatever.
Tacoma, Tony, Unworthy Thor, and Hydra Cap. So a bit of a meta thing going on there.
Okay.
But Celestials are falling from the sky.
That's because in the Avengers Free Comic Day book, Loki has his Celestial, pet Celestial, and he's attacking people with it.
As don't I recall. You have to, like, get them on a leash? Or
yeah, well, the leash laws, yeah. Yeah, but
make sure you have your Celestial spayed or neutered.
The art, I thought, was really good. I'm like not that. A huge McGinnis fan. He's a little cartoony for me.
Yeah.
But I thought the art on this was really, really good.
I'm a fan of Ed McGinnis. I do like his art. I can understand how people, a lot mileage would vary on that. The issue starts with the Avengers from 1 million years ago. They were in that, the Marvel Legacy issue.
You see, I totally forgot who Iron Fist was until finally they said her name. But I'm just looking, I'm like, who's she supposed to be? And, you know, that book came out in September, so silly me for not remembering, but
yeah, it was Odin, Iron Fist, Ghost Rider, Star Brand.
You don't forget Torpedo Fist. The Iron Fist, that's whatever.
I did not remember Torpedo Fist at all until I was looking it up.
I really enjoy these new Big Jim commercials on TV, by the way.
I know. I thank you for that. Yeah, you guys have been great about that. Yeah.
I don't know why you're so upset by that.
You guys just make fun of me about it.
It's like a tease for him. It's the Big Jim.
It's really Big Jeff I like.
It's not the Big Jim I know.
There's no camper.
No, they do camper insurance. Big Jim and Flo.
I think Adam posted podcast. That he did like, for the most part, the Avengers issue. Next, Dark
Screw
Arc.
Him. He sent me a video of of them teaching a spider how to jump.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Long distances. On command. Like, what an a-hole. I don't want to see that. It terrifies me.
But wouldn't you want to know that going in now, that spiders might just be able to jump at you from feet, you know, from far away?
I didn't want to know that. That was something I should be scared of. And now it is.
Dark Arc, number 6. This is the first issue of the second volume, second arc,
okay,
so to speak, because it hasn't been out in a few months. these creatures from Shrey's Ark have gone over to Noah's Ark because they found out Noah was praying to God for intervention. Something's happened to his ark. So a couple of the creatures go to try to find Noah's Ark. And what they find is that a sea monster is attacking Noah's Ark, and Noah is feeding them giraffes as a sacrifice.
Okay.
Doesn't he only have two of them?
Yeah, so they're really the Shrey's creatures, you know, they're upset over this because both arcs have to survive. In this new world, so they're going to go back to Shrey. There's all to tell them what's going on. There's also a flashback to Noah building the ark and Shrey building the ark, and how Shrey got all these people to help him build it in return for passage to the new land. But of course, he was lying about that. They're going to be food for the monsters. But I think I really enjoyed the series. It's good. As good as the writing is, I think the art's really good on this and what he comes up with for drawing these creatures. It's really good. And lastly, I'll talk about Captain America 7-1. This is running down Mark Waid's arc. Mark Waid's run on the series. This is a kind of an out of the box story, but it takes place in 2314 with the great great grandson of Steve Rogers, Jack Rogers. And it's this new since Cap became.
So who's his great great grandmother?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Your mom?
No.
We're on radio, so I'll tell you later.
Great, Steve's great-great-grandson, Jack Rogers, and he has a son named Steve. And this is, America is this utopia now, because it's taken, because Captain
America.
Is this? 2314.
Okay. So we had to wait 300 years.
Yeah, because there's no war, there's peace. We're friends with the Kree Empire now. And the blood from, or the super soldier serum from the body of Steve Rogers has been distilled into a serum, a vaccine that everybody takes to cure all illness. You can get superpowers, but okay. It's to cure all illness. And Jack Rogers' son, Steve, he's very sick because his body's rejecting the serum for some reason, the vaccine for some reason. And his dad, who's the chief historian of the country, is trying to find out what, is trying to get the records, Steve Rogers' biology, to figure out what's going on, why his son is rejecting this formula, and they won't let him see it. And something crazy is going on, and I won't say what's going on, so people read the book. But, you know, my interest is a pretty good story, and there's some art by J.G. Jones in it, too.
Oh, cool.
There's two flashbacks of Captain America from the 1940s, which are pretty good. And I'll leave it at that.
Josh. Harbinger Wars 2 Prelude issue. So this is a weird series because they changed the form of how it was going to be printed. Originally, Eric Heiser was going to be doing. Yeah, I know. I was just trying to make sure I had them all covered. Was going to be doing half the book, and Matt Kim was going to be doing the other half the book. And they were each going to be telling, like, the story from the perspective of the other side. Like, so we'd have one that was from the perspective of, like, Livewire and her team, and then the other from the perspective of, like, you know, the government. And hardcore and all of them. But then they changed up, and now Eric Heiser, several R's, did this prelude issue, and then Matt Kent's doing the series proper. So this issue felt very much like a direct continuation of the Secret Weapons miniseries, which is awesome, because I think that series was incredible. And you have Livewire, and she's just... The way this starts off very similar to how the Harbinger 1 issue started off back in 2012 when Valiant relaunched. And you have Pete Stanchik, who was just, like, walking down some street in Pittsburgh and surrounded by all these people. And you see him, like, trying to filter out but not being successful at all these, you know, thoughts of people around him because he can read all their minds. And with her, it's seeing, like, all the noise that she hears from electronic devices all around her. So, like, people's text messages, chat, you know, conversations, all that she's, you know, intercepting and hearing. So she goes to this cafe to that's, you know, no internet, no devices, completely offline, to try and just, you know, relax. And then a government agent comes in and wants to bring her in for questioning over what happened in Oklahoma City, which I think ties back into the secret weapons book. And they want to talk to her specifically because they want to find out where the kids from the Secret Weapons book are at, and they say they want to bring them in for questioning. So once, and she wants to talk to his boss too, and so once they bring her in, and they're trying to convince her that they just want to talk to these kids, you know, the kids have nothing to fear, they just need them for questioning, they're witnesses. We find out that they also wanted her off the playing field because they are setting up an op to try and take these kids down. And as the kids get to, like, their new safe house, the hardcore crew tries to take them all down. And then once she realizes what's going on, she goes full badass and starts this whole, you know, war now between her and the system, so to speak. So it was good. I thought it was a really good first issue. I just, since you're going to have a completely new creative team
on the series proper. I don't know if this prelude really gives a good feel for how the actual miniseries itself is going to be. But I really enjoyed the prelude, so, and I have faith in Matt Kent. I like Matt Kent quite a bit, so hopefully it's with issue one, it's pretty good. And the other one that I read is Death or Glory, Rick Remender's new book.
Yes, I read that. Wow, we've covered all my books before I even get to talk.
Rick Remender and Bengal on art.
Yes.
This is good. I liked it quite a bit.
I liked it a lot. It was funny. Jermaine had made a post saying, well, he questioned some of the dialogue choices. He enjoyed the book a good bit. And when I started reading, I'm like, I see what he's talking
about. I could get that, but you have... It starts off really weird, like this, you know, burger joint.
Right, and that's where the language... It was two guys arguing. It's like, oh, yeah, your girlfriend will remember every time you do this. I had her first and stuff. And then this guy walks in, and he
orders 123...
But it's like 2 minutes before close, and orders...
123 cheeseburgers.
Yeah, and the guys start going, what are you talking about? Yeah, no way, man. You know, you can have one or two, but we don't have time to make this.
Yeah.
And he pulls out this,
liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, and just shoots this one guy.
And, like, his face, like, slides off. Yeah. Like, freezes and slides off.
Yeah, and the other guy's like, okay.
Yeah. And then after that, it quickly then does, like, a hard cut to this...
Hard cut.
This girl, and she's... Looks like she's in this garage rebuilding this car, and talking about... This guy who you feel like is a father figure and
right, well, she calls him Pops or whatever.
You understand, before you actually knew explicitly that she's talking as if he's, you know, this father figure. And you find that he's going through some rough times right now, and she is about to do something drastic to try and help him out. And we find out that she is planning to rob her ex-husband and some couriers of his that look like they're you know, funneling money or something. And as she goes about doing that with this, you know, completely rebuilt, unmarked car and with a helmet on and has this plan, the plan goes to shit. And very quickly, things get out of hand. And it's setting up this big altercation, I guess, once the
answer is. But she's got to try to do this mission against the mob, crooked cops, her ex-husband.
And she decides to try and pivot. She's like, all right, so I didn't get the
briefcase of money, car.
But now I have this truck that's full of drugs. I can sell the drugs. I can try and get the money. I can because the guy, or this father figure, he needs a liver transplant. And he doesn't have insurance, so she's trying to use the money to get him the medical attention he needs. So she hears something in the back of the car, and truck, opens up the truck and finds out it's a bunch of like human trafficking. It's a bunch of people back there, and that's where the burgers came into play. Because
right before she
stole the truck, remember
she,
the guy?
Yeah,
the
she had, like, shot guy. The guy, and his nitrogen went off, and his arm's gone.
Yeah, because he popped out. He was who the cops were
going
to meet.
Okay, that explains the burger.
Yeah, so you found out the cops were taking the money to that guy to pay for those people, I think.
Okay.
And
the money froze.
Yeah, so
the
she
money
couldn't
got
get that
frozen,
money.
So she didn't
so
get
she
the money.
So she stole the guy's truck, the liquid nitrogen guy's truck. And then seals the people, and you have like all the burger wrappers back there. So,
yeah, but it was good. It was
yeah, the art was really good. The story, like it hooked me right away. Yeah. Like some of the dialogue at first a bit.
Liked that's what hooked you, isn't it? Okay.
The whole talk about going ass to mouth, that's what hooked me. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you said it.
Never go ass to mouth, Colin.
That's not the name of the podcast. Sorry, James.
But it was really good. I've not encountered a Rick Remender number one yet that I didn't like. So, calm down there, Nancy. Spencer, what'd you read?
But it's number two. Yeah, probably. Sorry.
Nightwing, which starts.
Is this the first Ben Percy issue?
Yeah,
I just bought a book by him. We were at Dick and I went to Red Robin, then we were walking over to Dick's at the mall, and of course you have to go past Barnes and Noble, and I can't walk past Barnes and Noble, so we went in and I bought a Benjamin Percy novel.
Yeah, he has
a nice little Stephen King blurb on the front, so I'm like, it was in the clearance, not the clearance, but their discount section. I'm like, oh, I'll spend $6.
Wait, did you say you ate at the mall, then you were walking to Dick's? So you walked outside to go to Dick's?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why don't you just walk inside to Dick's?
Because I want to go to Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay.
You can't get to Barnes & Noble from inside.
That still blows my mind. You can't get to Barnes & Noble from inside the mall. Yeah, but I was wondering, like, why would you walk outside?
Because I wanted
and then happen to be like, oh, let's go into...
Yeah, I accidentally walked out.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
No, not accidentally.
Right.
But
no,
you know.
I fully intended to go to Barnes & Noble. I dropped $100 and yeehaw.
You're putting yourself out of business.
No.
Didn't buy any comic
I didn't buy
books.
Any comic books. Hey, Deck wanted a couple books, so.
I
will not discourage the boy from reading. Sadly, one was the Phil Knight biography, and another one, basketball book. So, not sadly, but he's just, he reads basketball books, and that's pretty much it, so.
Yeah, good for him.
But he's reading, so.
Yeah, as long as they read him.
I can't complain. I did not buy basketball.
You bought Benjamin Percy books.
I did. I bought one Ben Percy book.
Was it his new one?
I don't
think
so. No, it was like a post-apocalyptic one. Or post-something book. I couldn't tell you the name, sorry. And I bought one called, what was it, The Secret Life of Dogs or something like that. Dog's Purpose.
Really?
I bought it from Maggie.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't get it from Maggie.
You bought the book about dog resurrection?
Yeah.
You're being judged hard right now. FYI. Adele tried to get me to rent this movie from Redbox for months, and I refused every time. And then the other day, I saw it was on Showtime, and I'm still debating whether telling her it's on there, because I really don't want to be sucked into watching this movie in any way. So, it looks so bad. It's about a dog that just keeps getting resurrected throughout this guy's life. Bunch of dog suckers. Not in the dirty way, perv.
Back to Nightwing.
So anyways,
if he doesn't have a dog, Nightwing.
It was good. Is a pretty interesting.
He got an invite, Joker didn't, so.
Pretty interesting start to this new new story arc. It's very appears to be going up against this tech villain. Dick Grayson is in the subway system where people's phones just mysteriously start exploding for some reason, so he has to save everybody in the train station. And then so naturally he goes to ask Barbara for help to try to figure out what's going on. And my only problem was that they made him seem very, like, tech stupid in this issue, which I always thought Nightwing was, you know, obviously not as good as, like, Batgirl and all them, but, you know, had some kind of tech savvy. But they really trying to play on him being more of just, like, he has a landline at his house, because he likes to just, like, listen to the dial tone, It's weird, like...
That's just creepy.
What?
Like, he's able to... The reasoning was because when he was a kid in the circus, whenever with the landlines, you'd be able to go and just pick up that phone and know that, like, you could hear that dial tone, and, like, that was the same anywhere you went. Yeah.
Calling shenanigans on this one.
So he is meeting a new, after he's trying to deal with, because Barbara tells him that it's just a weird thing that happened with the phones. It's not some new, like, evil bad guy.
Turns out it is some new evil bad guy.
She said she'd continue to look into it, but, you know, think that the casings from the cell phone being underneath ground causing overheating, they gave some kind of weird explanation for it. But, so later on, Dick Grayson meets a new client for his CrossFitness gym that he's working on, and it meets him in a garbage yard, because the guy doesn't want to do anything, like, out in public, because they show that he has multiple, robotic, like, he has a robotic hand and part of an arm and, a cybernetic eye and part of his face, so I'd imagine he's probably gonna have to deal later on in this series with all the tech stuff going on. But it was an okay, solid first issue. The art, I was having a little bit of trouble with. It was like somebody was trying to do a bad imitation of JRJR, kind of. Which can be troubling in itself with his, like, he's very hit and miss just with his own stuff. But, like I said, Nightwing, so I'm gonna probably read it no matter how bad it gets. But it was pretty good. Like I said, it was a pretty good issue. Curse of Brimstone is the second issue of that new Ages of Marvel.
Mine were all damaged, so these guys probably didn't get to see it. Oh. Sorry.
Sorry.
I got a copy.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Just didn't read it?
No, I didn't read it, but...
Maybe they weren't all damaged.
There was a copy in my folder.
Picks up...
Soldier, bad copy.
No.
There's someone out there right now that's saying, I didn't get my copy and he didn't even read his! No? You don't think so? Throwing some shade on Brimstone.
No.
There's a lot of dickery out there. I'll bet someone did say that.
Yeah. There's a lot of dickery in here right now.
I was thinking about how I could make a comment to the Star Wars earlier, but... Or Star Trek, I'm sorry. Star Trek. but anyways, it pretty much picks up with the, I can't remember the main character's name.
Brimstone?
No, like his when he's not Brimstone.
Kirk?
Is that it? No.
Lurch?
Maybe, I think that was it, Lurch. We'll go with Lurch, even if that's probably not it. but he wakes up in his bed thinking that everything that happened in the previous issue was just a nightmare. But when he wakes up, he finds out that his small town that he's trying to save has gone through some things while he was sleeping, multiple fires. And now there's a weird, like, ice storm that happened, like, immediately after the fires. And his sister is the one who finds him, like, naked in the street, because when he went full Brimstone, you know, obviously all his clothes got burned, but she takes him home and finds out what's going on with her brother, and is very, I was kind of surprised on how quickly she was just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense, but so they're driving through town trying to figure out what they can do to try to fix this curse that's going on to their town, and this ice demon woman shows up, and so her and Brimstone start the fight, and that's kind of where the issue ends. It's kind of like them in mid fight, which I'm sure is probably where the next issue is going to pick up. But it's all right issue. I mean, I don't think these Legends or New Age of Hero books are going to be lasting for super long. I don't see how long this one can last for, other than maybe like a miniseries or like story arc or two, probably. But so we'll see. And then I'll go with Spider-Man, the last issue that Brian Michael Bendis has written for the Spider-Man series. It pretty much is just Miles Morales laying in a hospital bed in this, like, kind of secret hospital from what happened from the previous issue of trying to take down this crazy lady who has this hair carrier that Miles' uncle stole. And, for some reason he got some kind of virus somehow that is really taking its toll on him. So like I said, the whole issue is pretty much just him kind of coming in and out of consciousness, talking to like his family members, his teammates from the Champions, and all that stuff. But it so it ends with him, you know, getting better and getting released. And in the previous issues, they show that Cable needs Miles for something in the future, and was talking to Miles' dad. So whenever he's finally good to go, Miles' dad's like, hey, we have to go and, talk to this guy from the future. And he's like, well, there's something I have to do first. I made a promise. And they're like, well, what could be more important than, maybe, like, the entire future? And it cuts to him and Genki in a movie theater watching some movie because they're talking about, like, how long it's been since they've actually been able just to hang out and stuff. So it just kind of ends with Miles and Genki hanging out, having fun in a movie theater. And at the end, they have one of those big, Bendis has a big, like, long write-off, to, like, letter to the fans and stuff. I didn't get a chance to check that out. I still want to read that, but I never got around to it yet. And that's it.
That's it. Well, we already talked about all my books.
Well, then what comes out next
week? Quick question first.
Sure.
Did any of you guys watch Cobra Kai?
No.
No.
I signed up for my free month of YouTube Red and binged it in a day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they hour-long episodes, half hour?
Half hour.
Okay.
10 half-hour episodes.
That's not too bad.
No, it was pretty good. Sets up for season two. But no, it was a really good. It didn't feel just like it was banking on just the nostalgia. All the nostalgia was there.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like a really good continuation of the movies.
Was Johnny still a dick?
But a complicated dick.
You know what though? He really wasn't in the first.
Well, you get to see his side of it in this, and it is pretty incredible. Like his spin on the events of Karate Kid 1.
Like, that's the thing. Like, if Ralph Macchio wasn't the star of that movie, he could easily have been the villain of that movie. Because he pretty much instigates every time he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Plus, he never should have won the tournament.
Because he kicked him in the head.
Yeah, he kicked him in the face.
Well, this universe lets a lot of things slide in this tournament that shouldn't really...
In the third one. Oh, okay. Well, the champion only has to fight in the final
round. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they let leg sweeps.
Yeah.
It's not a point, but it doesn't get you in trouble either.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess you would know now.
Well, that's very different.
Yeah, but you keep yelling at Adele, sweep the leg!
Crane kick!
No mercy.
So when we were at her actual like tournament a few weeks ago, I'm sitting there and there's a couple other like parents that were sitting near me that their daughter is in class with Adele. And I was like, man, this really is nothing like the All Valley. And the dad got it, and then I was like, I just want someone to yell, sweep the leg, and the mom's like, oh, they can't, that's an illegal move. And I was like, I know that lady.
Everyone knows that.
So I was like, I'm not even going to make the body bag comment, it's not going to go over well, so. I was curious when you guys watched it. I thought Pat, maybe you'd.
No, it's one of those things I plan on watching eventually, but haven't gotten to it.
It was nice, because they're all there. Mm-hmm. From day one, so I was like, well, first two were free, then I'll sign up for a free month, binge watch them all in one night, go to bed at 2:30 in the morning, and cancel the next day.
There you go.
Done deal. Because once I started watching them, I just got sucked in and was like, one more episode.
It helped you with the half an hour episode. You're like, oh, this is an intake.
Yeah.
That long?
I'll say this, I was pretty excited about it, so... It didn't have a lot to do to get me hooked.
Okay.
So, all right, what's coming out next week, Colin?
Next week, we have Avengers 2. Batman 47, so Josh can get past that arc that he was not enjoying.
I didn't read this issue yet.
Okay. Bubba Hotep and the Cosmic Bloodsuckers. Who doesn't love Bubba Hotep? Crossed is back. Crossed plus 100, Mimic number 1. Ether is back with Copper Golems number 1. Flavor number 1. This is from Image. This is Joe Keating who did Ringside.
Flavor Town? Is the guy Fieri?
No, it's not Flavor Town, but it's about a renegade chef. Gideon Falls number 3. Harley Loves Joker number 2 of that 2-issue series with Paul Dini writing Harley again. Hunt for Wolverine, Claws of the Killer. Infinity Countdown, Daredevil. Jazz Legend, number one, which I remember reading this for the TV show. A combination of Miles Davis's music and William Burroughs' writing. So it's really kind of crazy. Justice League, No Justice, number two. I'm looking forward to reading that one. Mighty Thor, Gates of Valhalla, which is a little denouement to the Mighty Thor run. New Challengers, number one. This is a six-issue mini now. This is the Snyder and his protege book of the Age of DC Heroes. Quicksilver, No Surrender. If you wondered what happened to Quicksilver at the end of Avengers, No Surrender.
Nope.
Now you can find out.
He
disappeared. He was using his speed powers, and Wanda boosted him, and I think somebody else boosted him, and he ran so fast he disappeared. Now you're going to find what happened. Ruin of Thieves, Brigands. This is an interesting one. This is by Rom V, who's also doing Paradiso. I'm a big Rom V fan.
I think he went down to Fraggle Rock.
He did. He did a conference call with us for Paradiso number one, and I just really liked what he had to say and his attitude. He also came to the Comics Pro meeting on his own to talk to us about his books and stuff. So I just he's really looking at the business side of it, not just, oh, I'm going to write a comic book and it's going to make money, yada-da. He's actually looking at how can I sell this book? How can I get you to buy this book? Well, no, but he's looking at that. So
put out a comic book, you're a millionaire, right?
Exactly. So he's got this one. This is actually coming from Action Lab. But basically it takes place like in ancient times and a comet goes over this area and the powers that be are now vying for the power of this comet and are just changing the political and landscape and stuff like that. So that just, it sounded interesting, but I was just really so impressed with him coming to the meeting and the way he talked to us. That was really good. Superman special next week. Walk Through Hell. This is from Aftershock. This is Garth Ennis. It's basically two FBI agents walk into a warehouse, but things go really, really bad. And then the X-Men Wedding Special. It's the Bachelor and Bachelorette Party, but the key thing about this issue is that it's the first story in a long time written by Chris Claremont.
Who's getting married?
Kitty and Colossus. Kitty Pryde and Colossus are getting married. Interesting, isn't it? A lot of weddings going on suddenly.
Yeah, very interesting.
There was an interesting comment, and I have to agree with it. It was a retailer asking it on the DC site, Facebook page, going, so who's getting married? Is it Bruce and Selina or Batman and Catwoman? And it's like, that's interesting. Because how would Joker have known about Bruce and Selina getting married?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that would make, like, the society pages.
But does
they've said that the Joker knows who he is, he just doesn't care.
Okay. But I just thought it was an interesting, because all the images,
because of the death of the family.
The cover of the DC previews was the Batman and Catwoman, you know, so it was interesting. It's like, that's a fair question. You know.
Yeah.
Because if it's all an issue of just and somebody made a comment about
what's on the marriage license.
Well, about the X-Men one.
The invitations said Bruce and Selina.
Right, so if it's just going to be a regular wedding, but somebody made a comment about the X-Men wedding one where it was showing them and all the heroes in their outfits. It's like, basically they're in their workout clothes. You know, all these heroes show up in their workout clothes, they couldn't get dressed up nice for a wedding.
They still wear their masks, though.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. So that's what's coming next week. Book club, we are doing Star Wars Lando, the first Lando trade. And that is going to be 24th, 25th, sorry. It's one of those dates. I didn't write it on the board yet because I don't have the books. They're coming tomorrow. So we're doing that. Sadly, it's only like 2 weeks away. It's craziness. Free Comic Day really throws me off. So that's coming up. We're doing Avengers Month in honor of the movie and the new number one and number two. So double points on all Avengers graphic novels throughout the month of May. And I'm really hoping we get some construction started. So that'll be very disruptive, but
such is life.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. Sorry about the break at the beginning, but batteries happen. And Dave!
That's the podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.